Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about maintaining a good relationship with the customers can make you a better or the best salesman. And again, this episode has been sponsored by me. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to my website at www.startractor.com or call me at 817-733-3799. All right, here we go on to the podcast. For a salesman, creating a bond with his or her customer is very, very crucial. What it is more crucial is that to maintain that bond. It is not an easy task to set up a relationship in the first place. No one likes salesmen. They feel that they got to get too pushy to sell their items, and this is why people often try to avoid him. In such situations, it becomes quite difficult for a salesperson to even break the ice. He or she has to struggle a lot just to have a small chat and be allowed to talk a bit about what he or she is selling. People who are into selling heavy equipment have the struggles of enormous to just fix an appointment. People who have the authority to make these decisions regarding procuring the heavy equipment in the construction companies are really hard to get by, and therefore it makes no sense to meet any other person and talk about the items. Number one, to begin is always difficult. To fix a meeting with a person in the construction company who can take the decision if the company will procure machines or not, it is itself a difficult task. However, that is how it begins your job. You have to keep calling and persuading them to meet at least once or that you can get the appointment to present them with their items. They may be using a particular brand, but if you have something better to offer, they will definitely give it a try. Once you meet them in person, try not to be pushy. You can speak about the product and let them decide if they want to go ahead with it. If you do not see them buying your product, try to call them on occasion, like their birthdays, their anniversaries, whatever you see on social media, you know, congratulate them, stuff like that. If possibly, give them some gifts on such occasions. This is how you build that relationship with your client. And, you know, drop in, you know, and see them sometimes. Next, talk about different machines that you sell. It is important that you talk about the different heavy equipment that you sell. For this is imperative that you try and know a few things about their business and what type of heavy equipment that they require. Once you have those details with you, it becomes simpler to pitch the products of heavy equipment. This shows that you have done your homework, and anything that sounds to be beneficial to the client will be always appreciated by them. You have to let them know that you can provide them with heavy equipment that they require for their business. You have to try to become a sole point of contact between the demand and the supply of machines. You know, try to be helpful in any way, even if you don't have the product. You know, lead them in the right direction. Do not restrict your focus to just heavy equipment, but also all the items that are related to your industry. And lastly, maintain this relationship that has been formed on a solid grounds. Once you have already formed a bonding with your client, it is crucial that you do everything to preserve it. Never give your client the opportunity to complain. Always be ready to serve them and be proactive at all times. Also, do offer them discounts on certain machines. Sometimes you got to do that. And that will only help you to strengthen your bond. You know, sometimes you got to do to build rapport. Again, if you got any questions, give me a jingle, 817-733-3799. Thank you and God bless.